The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
I, like many of you, am dismayed by how our society has lost its moral bearings. We are disintegrating into a culture that places little value on living for something bigger than oneself, producing what Pope Francis rightly condemns as an economy of exclusion. This abandonment of so much that is right and good is due in part to the fact that we have made the individual the basic cell of the society rather than the family, resulting in a new kind of idolatry, worship of the self, whatever I want, and thereby repackaging religion to validate my preferences and accommodate my inclinations, remaking God into my own image and likeness. First, it was artificial contraception. I get kids only when I want them. Then easy divorce. I deserve to be happy regardless of what it does to the children. Then abortion, even if someone has to die. Now same-sex marriage. And all along promoting policies intended to promote our own perceived self-interest, but which are contrary to the common good, hardening our hearts to the poor, hardening our hearts against the immigrant, out of fear, out of the conviction that life is a zero-sum game and their gain would somehow be our loss. On this feast of Corpus Christi, we remember that for the Christian, the family must be the basic cell of society, not the individual. And that we as church are to be a family united to each other in the body and blood of Jesus Christ, which we receive in the Eucharist. As family, we are called to be there for each other and sacrifice our own will when that is required by the common good, standing in solidarity, especially with those who are weakest and most disadvantaged among us. The result is a religion that calls for the best from us, worshiping a God who takes us seriously because we are committed to building his kingdom rather than our own, out of the conviction that our all-powerful God will have no trouble creating win-win situations in which all can share as beloved members of his family. An economy of inclusion rooted in the truth that of the human person as God made us and provides for us and intends us to live. In today's first reading, God provides for every member of the community of the Hebrews in the desert. No economy of exclusion here. But their survival was due not just to the manna shared by all, but also by their obedience of every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. In our second reading, St. Paul says that, that though many, we become one body, one family, through our sharing in the body and blood of Christ. And in our gospel, Jesus adds that in the Eucharist, we not only become united with each other, we even more importantly become united with Jesus, and through him, with God the Father, which will thereby gain for us eternal life. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. In the Eucharist, Jesus provides not only for our salvation in the next life, he also shows us the path forward in this life through the moral desert to which our society's idolatry of the self has reduced our nation. Manifest, like with those ancient Egyptians, in our nation's preferential option for wealth and power to the exclusion of the poor and vulnerable, and thus to the detriment of the common good. So, do not forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery, who guided you through the vast and terrible desert with its seraph serpents and scorpions, its parched and waterless ground, who brought forth water for you from the flinty rock and fed you in the desert with manna, a food unknown to your fathers. People say that we Catholics are out of touch when we oppose the disintegration of our society. But what we really are is countercultural in a culture that is profoundly sick. We are in touch with the truth which God has planted in every human heart. It is our culture that is out of touch with what really matters, and the consequences of our current idolatry of the self are and will remain devastating unless we change. Today, the Lord feeds us with his body and his blood, not only for our own benefit, but also to then send us forth to make a difference, to bring that salvation to others. And that is why he's given us this sacrament of confirmation, to empower you to then go do that, to empower you to draw on those seven gifts to live for something bigger than yourself and to make a difference, to make a better world. And as Pope Francis reminds us, in this life, as well as in the next,